19. We'll go ahead and get started. Next thing on our agenda is to discuss and act on approval of the executive director's time certification. So for our newer board members, just to kind of explain, and for anybody who's listening who may not be aware, normally what we've been doing year to year is Carlos every 2 weeks sends us his PAR, is what he calls it. I'm not quite sure what that stands for, but
personal,
personnel activity report.
Okay, personnel activity report. Thank you. Anyway, so basically it just lists what hours he works, vacation hours, unpaid hours, et cetera, et cetera. And then the board pretty much approves it either by not commenting or just saying, looks great, yada, yada, yada. So, or if they have a question, as Cheryl did a pay period or so ago, that looked a little off, then they could say that, and then Carlos will usually fix it and send it back to us. So, So the main thing is this something that we want to continue doing for Carlos's reporting his hours, or we want to come up with something new? So, questions or thoughts on it?
This is Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl.
Well, unless somebody's got a different idea, I think the way we're doing it now is fine.
Okay.
Do you want to make a motion?
So is that a motion?
Yeah. Yes, I move that we continue to review Carlos's hours in the same way that we have done before, and that we approve the hours that he has submitted.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second, we have Miguel.
All right, Miguel seconds. We'll just do a roll call. Cheryl?
I approve.
I approve as well. Miguel?
Approve.
And Linda?
Approve.
Okay, that is approved. We'll keep doing it that way. And then the next thing is discussion and act on the approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. Carlos or Kathy, do you want to comment on that?
I can.
Okay.
State law requires all travel of staff of state agencies to be pre-approved. This includes travel in-state and out-of-state. Currently, for out-of-state travel, all staff must complete a form that says where they are going, why they are going there, the cost, how it will be funded, and this must be pre-approved by their immediate supervisor and by the executive director. This is done by all staff for out-of-state travel. Supervisors manage in-state travel by getting itineraries from staff and reviewing them on an ongoing basis. However, staff is not required to check with their supervisor every morning to get an okay for in-state travel, as this would not be manageable. Discussion was held with administrative services to determine how the agency could comply with the law regarding in-state travel. Administrative services recommended that each year the Board of Commissioners would have a motion to pre-approve travel that is related to the purpose of the staff person's position. So basically, we need a motion from the commissioner that the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves all employee in-state business travel and/or out-of-state business travel within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska in any adjoining state, which relates directly to the provision of services to a client, such as an employer visit, a medical appointment, service referral, employment interview, etc. All other out-of-state business travel is approved if granted approval by the executive director of the agency. And this motion would be in effect until the next meeting of the board after April 1st. 2024.
Thank you, Kat. So do we have a motion from the board?
I'll make a motion.
All right.
I move that we, hopefully I do this correctly, correct me if I'm wrong. I move that we approve any out-of-state travel that the executive director would make in connection with the business of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind. Is that sufficient?
It needs to be for all staff.
Okay. Then I make a motion that we approve out-of-state travel for all agency staff, including the executive director, to conduct the business of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Madam Commissioner, you cannot ask read by Kathy Stevens and I will cover everything.
Okay, say again.
You can add by the end as read by Kathy Stevens.
Oh, okay.
And then I will cover it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That, okay. That we approve all, I move that we approve all out-of-state travel by agency staff as read by Kathy Stevens for the upcoming year to conduct the business of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind.
Okay. There's a second.
I second. Miguel.
Miguel seconds. Okay, so we'll do a roll call vote. Cheryl?
I approve.
Miguel?
I approve.
Linda?
Aye.
And I approve as well. Okay, the next thing on there is the vote to enter executive session. So we need a motion to enter executive session. No?
I guess I do it.
Okay, Miguel moves to enter executive session. Do we have a second?
Second.
Cheryl seconds. Cheryl, do you approve?
I approve.
Miguel?
I approve.
Linda?
Approve.
And I approve.
Can I note that the time is 10:27?
10:27, thank you.
So now we're going to get out of here.
So, yes. And Carlos, if you can stay on for a few minutes.
For me?